This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because of his strike three call. And it's awesome, by the way. The pitching ninja, Rob Friedman, came up with it.
I have a pretty good relationship with Rob. He'll post like a clip of me or something, and then I'll text him about it. I'm like, hey, you know, do you have any more overlays?
And you watch Pitching Ninja every day, and you're like, I don't know how dudes hit.
Everybody gets off the mound. Pitching Ninja loves it.
Pitching Ninja.
Pitching Ninja, the graphics, the big sweeping slider.
Absolutely filthy. Pitching Ninja's dream.
What happened with Cardi B?
Pretty good throwing motion.
Lefty.
Have you seen the side-by-sides with Randy Johnson?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Pitching really Ninja.
I'm just waiting for the one to come out of her striking out Javier Baez.
I think it's a big deal for the young guys because the Pitching Ninja is always a big one on social media for pitchers, that's for sure.
It definitely had a huge influence on me. It probably had a huge influence on like baseball in general.
Hey!
That's another short.
Another short. Is it Rob Friedman?
Pitching Ninja. Yeah. And that swing that is going to be on Pitching Ninja, I think. Yikes.
One of the greatest pitchers of all time. Some would say the greatest pitcher of all time, Greg Maddux.
Thanks for having me.
Dylan Cease, did you feel bad for Mike Trout?
No.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We are excited to talk a little baseball with Rob Friedman, a.k.a. Pitching Ninja. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Rob, thanks so much for joining us. We have been having a good time kind of talking about the life and times and the career of one Bobby Jenks. And how you, the White Sox in 05, like kind of caught lightning in a bottle because you go from Shingo Takatsu to Dustin Hermanson. And then Bobby Jenks shows up and he's out here getting people with 101, 102, then breaking them off with a curveball. Over the last couple of days, have you gone back over some of the exploits of Bobby Jenks on the mound?
I definitely have. I mean, he was absolutely just a fun dude to watch throw, like way before his time, brought the heat and had a wicked breaking ball.
So when you say before his time, that's what we were thinking about. It's like every team has multiple dudes these days who throw 98 or 99, some at 100, some at 101 with a pretty nasty secondary. Like how rare was it among closers in like the mid 2000s when all of a sudden Bobby, you know, hit the stage?
Yeah, I mean, there were just far fewer guys throwing gas like that. I mean, just absolutely bringing it. Now, yeah, every team kind of has that guy, but he was definitely a trailblazer then.
So Rob, it's interesting. A texter points out that Bobby got a lot of starts in the minors. He was all starts until he was converted in 2005 at Birmingham for saves. So I wonder if that in some way informs the great secondary stuff, at least at the time, because like a lot of, I don't know, but it's what are your thoughts on that? Because it happens a lot now, obviously, the failed starter becoming a closer or a short reliever, but maybe a little less so then.
Yeah, and you know what? Now it's not even a failed starter. Now it is, they breed guys to go in there, and they are just going to bring it. And they're sometimes just the nastiest dudes. I think back then it was a lot of failed starters. Hey, you couldn't make it as a starter. Now let's throw you in the bullpen just in case a starter gets tired, whatever, or to close out a game, obviously. But now it's less that. Like now you have equally as good arms or better arms in the bullpen sometimes. It's just guys that are, you know, more shorter burst guys. But then, yeah, it was absolutely a failed starter thing, and it might have helped him with his secondary stuff, just learning how to pitch.
When it comes to where we're at now, when it comes to the guys, I guess, how do you feel about even using the word closer in MLB 2025? Or is everyone that we talk to, should we only talk about them as high leverage?
High leverage is probably a better term, although some teams only use their guys to close games still. But, you know, I prefer it that you just bring in the guy in the biggest high leverage situation, the guy that you trust the most to get that big strikeout or out or however you want to put it. But high leverage is probably a better way to put it, but it's hard to lose that closer name. Like, closer is a thing.
Oh, well, I think so too. Like I the speaks, I think, come by it, honestly. Like, we still kind of dig the idea of the guy that's huffing out smoke because he's walking out to the mound to kind of get the three final outs. Is there anyone that you think that's pitching right now, maybe they're a high leverage guy, but might be suited to be one of those guys in baseball?
I mean, I'm looking at, if you look at the White Sox, they have Grant Taylor, who could be a absolute stud in that realm. Trying to think who, like, a lot of the guys are already in their position. I know Duran sometimes will float he'll just come in as a high leverage guy, but also close out games.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch.
So yeah, the Grant Taylor's a really interesting case because he's got an unbelievable arm. Brian Bannister on this show said that Grant Taylor had what, the greatest arm he's ever seen. Right.
Wow.
That's Floyd's kid, longtime MLB, guy. I'm sure you know Brian.
The fact that we got a wow out of Rob is kind of crazy on that.
Best
I love that.
Best arm he's ever seen, Rob. So
that, yeah, that Brian Bannister's seen everything. And, you know, I've talked to him. I have a book coming out. He's one of my guys from my book. I love Brian. Banny's a great dude and has seen everything. And for him to say that is the utmost compliment. Like, that's crazy,
isn't it? And so what's been fascinating, Rob, is the way that their development plan has come together, because he was a starter in the minors. He was a starter at LSU when he's pitching with Skeens, and he's a starter in the minors. And then they're like, you know what, we're gonna move to the bullpen. And people were like, but there's so much more meat on the bone, he could do so much more. But now he's in the big leagues, and they're using him for two inning saves sometimes, or attempted two inning saves. And to me, it's fascinating. So he's using his bullets in the big leagues and getting that experience as a closer a lot quicker than he might have as a starter. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I'd rather it be that way. I love the idea of taking a guy almost fresh out of college. I was just at the MLB combine and I was asking guys, like, hey, if it meant you got up to the big leagues early, would you mind coming in a high leverage situation, closing out games, just to get that experience? And to a person, they all said absolutely they would do it. I think it's great. You learn, like, all right, so I've seen a lot of pitchers actually go from a relief role to a starting role, and it actually helps them because they learn to take every pitch and every hitter one by one, versus as if you come up as a starter, you're thinking long run, hey, I'm saving my bullets, I'm doing whatever. There's a special mentality to a high leverage situation where you're watching every pitch, that if you bring that to a starting role, Ronaldo Lopez, case in point, he took off once he became a starter after relieving. That is a thing, and I do think it helps.
Rob, I've covered a football combine. I've covered a basketball. I've never seen the MLB combine. What's it like?
There's a lot of people throwing, a lot of people hitting. It's not quite like the NFL combine where you get timing guys it's just not that same thing. You have guys on the bump throwing, you'll see their metrics. You have guys hitting, BP, there's a game. I was doing interviews of pitchers up in a suite. So they're making it a big thing. And to some of these guys, it's a chance to get discovered. So just like a NFL combine or an NBA combine without the, the jumps and the 40 times and all that.
Well, you're one of the guys that's been on the forefront of kind of moving baseball towards a different type of fan. Is this baseball's attempt to kind of grow it in that way where, hey, we're gonna start letting you know who these prospects are maybe a little bit earlier than what we usually do?
Absolutely. And I think that is the disconnect that baseball has versus the NBA or the NFL, where you draft somebody and they're there. They're making an impact the next year. Some of them are making a huge impact the next year. In MLB, it's rare that you have somebody come out like that and, you know, get drafted and instantly make an impact. You're starting to see a little bit more of it, though, where guys are getting called up early. And I think that makes people pay more attention to the draft, to the combine. And it makes the sport more exciting. I mean, you want to be in on these guys early. And I think it just helps.
I want to ask you about Matthew Boyd as we're talking with Pitching Ninja, Rob Friedman, right here on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score. Makes the all-star team for the Cubs and was terrific again last night. David Cohn said something interesting about him, about the deception, and how he said that it's hard to quantify deception and that organizations are looking for ways to quantify it, but it's difficult. Want to know what your thoughts on that as related to Boyd, like a lefty who brings it from an interesting spot and throws it 95.
It's funny. Coney and I have discussed that just separately. And I totally agree with him. Like, deception is, we have all these metrics. We have spin rate, release point, but there's something that everybody knows exists. Everybody knows deception exists, but we don't know how to create it. It's more than just hiding the ball. It can be a funky arm angle. It can be just the hitter doesn't pick it up for some reason, or the ball isn't where they expect it to be. Some of that can be shown from, you know, attack angle of a pitch or the spin rate, whatever, but some of it can't. And, you know, you're going to have to monitor brain waves and eyesight, you know, gaze tracking, which you can do, but it's even more than that. There's so many factors. It's like one of the last holy grails that we have in scouting is, what is deception and how do you know it? It's all, now we know it when we see it, but how do you know it before you see it?
Wow, that's really interesting. I'm thinking about Sid Fernandez when I was a kid.
Exactly.
Or like people. So is it uniqueness? Like, is that like, boy, I don't see many people that offer me that. So it takes you longer to get used to. Is that the secret sauce in some ways?
That is definitely some of it, and a great call on Sid Fernandez, because he is exactly that. Like, he didn't throw particularly hard, but his fastball was unhittable. It was an invisible. Some of it is uniqueness. Like, you don't, when coaches are teaching pitchers, they're generally trying to boil out the uniqueness and kind of cookie cutter people. And the uniqueness is the secret sauce to be able to give somebody something they haven't seen before. So a hitter, they can't even practice it off traject machines and all that. It's got to be something that just a hitter is like, whoa, what was that?
Joe Maddon used to call it the funk. He's like, that guy's got the funk.
Yeah, and teams like acquire all different styles of it. Like, they want to have a weird arm angle guy or this guy or that guy. Does Shota Imanaga have some of that?
Absolutely, he does. And that's another great example. I think the problem with deception, though, is, so everything else you can measure, when you can't measure something and a coach makes a bet on somebody saying, you know, this guy's deceptive, or a scout says this guy's deceptive, if they end up not being deceptive, that's your judgment. You just now shot your reputation. You know, if it's the gun, if somebody's throwing 100 and he doesn't pan out, it's, well, he didn't pan out. That's not on me. If you have the deception, or he can just pitch, is something that you can't really quantify as well. And then it becomes your judgment, and you get, you know, dinged for it if you're wrong. But if you're right, pretty big.
You brought up Skeens earlier. Speegs and I were talking a few weeks ago. I ran across Paul Skeens' workout, and I'm fascinated by it. And obviously, all of us are trying to figure out how to keep the great pitchers, or any pitcher, healthy as long as possible.
Lawrence has slimmed out wearing a tighter t-shirt than regular.
This is like a large t-shirt.
I don't know, man. It's just working. It's working for him. Well, talking about working.
Nice. It's a good look.
I thought so, too. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys saying that. It's nice to be appreciated. But when I look at what Skeens is doing, and I, from what I've seen, a lot of the stuff that he's trying is a little bit different than what I've seen other pitchers do. Where are we on the forefront of preventative arm damage? And is there ever going to be an answer to that?
Oh, that is that. We can talk all day on this. That is a great topic. What Skeens has done, and I love it, is he has had some of the greatest. Brent Strom is one of his coaches now. He's had just great coaches throughout the years. Wes Johnson. And he takes a little bit from everybody. Throwing a football is a Tom House thing. He's got, you know, just a bunch of different things that he's picked out that work really well for him. And he's kludged together a workout to get him ready. It's not something that we can cookie cutter and say, this is what works, this is what doesn't work. It almost is unique. Like, we can't tell why somebody tears their ACL. Why can we necessarily predict a UCL thing? Some of it is repetitive use. Some of it is sometimes a one-time thing. Some of it is workload that they've had. Some of it's genetics. Some of it's the muscles in your arm, how it protects the UCL. There's so many different factors to it. You cannot tell it just based on mechanics. You cannot save it based on a workout, but you can reduce things by building up your mechanics and building up your big engine to let, you know, take stress off your arm. So many different factors. I wish we can tell. I wish we can do, because I hate it when somebody gets injured. We all do, especially a big name, you know, and you have to wait now 2 years for them to come back, 18 months. So I wish we can figure it out. I don't know that we ever, someday we will. We can do imaging and stuff and say, this guy's at risk, this guy's not. But we're not there yet. No way.
So Spencer Schwellenbach of the Braves, who was a Division I shortstop, by the way, and then became a pitcher, just fractured his elbow. And he says he fractured his elbow. He thinks it's just because of velocity, that it's purely just throwing hard that made him fracture his elbow. That's insane to me. Is that conceivable in your mind?
Absolutely conceivable. My son got a stress fracture in his ribs. He broke his rib from throwing in college. So it definitely, there are stress fractures all over the place.
So I mean, just from torque? Your son busted a rib from torque.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
And that is a thing. Like, your muscles pull on your bones and something gives. And with Schwelly, it may have been just repetitive stress, almost like a basketball player gets a stress fracture in their legs or ankles or feet. It's a similar type
of thing. That speaks to just how unhuman it is, or inhuman it is, to ask the body to do this again and again and again, Rob.
It totally is. I mean, it's an unnatural thing. You're putting a lot of stress. And just think about it. You're an athlete. You can't tell these guys to dial it back. Like, nobody can compete. You can't compete at a world-class level and not redline your body. It's real, unless you're an amazing athlete. I think Skeens has dialed it back a tiny bit, and he's still throwing 99, 100. But it's really rare that you have somebody that's that much better of an athlete that they can throw it 90% and get people out. Everybody wants to redline it. That's why they're competitors. But redlining stuff means things break occasionally, and that's the unfortunate part of competition.
It is, but there is another pitcher that I want to ask you about, and clearly, like, this guy is the truth. Scooble, he was his last pitch on Sunday Night Baseball was at 100 miles an hour a couple weeks ago in the seventh inning, and you're like, wow, this guy still has got that in the tank. How have you seen his evolution grow from when he started to where he is right now?
All right, so I know Tarek Skubal for a long time before anybody knew the name Tarek Skubal. At Seattle University, we had a call, and he was just a college pitcher and said, hey, what can you teach me about mechanics? And we talked for a little bit. Fast forward, I just remembered his name, and I interviewed him a couple years ago, and he said, totally remembered the conversation. But he also told me he couldn't hit 100 miles an hour. He said, I'm close, but I just feel like I can't do it. And then not only did he do that on Sunday Night Baseball, but he hit 103 on his 94th pitch of a game this season, which is crazy talk. Like, this is a guy who's told me he couldn't hit 100, and now he's hitting 103. Love that guy. He pitches with such emotion. Everybody should watch him. He's just, you can't take your eyes off him when he's on the mound.
I want to flip it over to a batter for a second and a batter's approach. And I wonder what you think of it. PCA is a free swinger. He's not a guy that takes a lot of pitches. And I know that the conventional thinking is, you need guys, you're going to see a lot of pitches. You want to get into a team's bullpen. You want to pick out the optimal pitch and then drive it. I wonder if there is something to the idea of, man, I'm going up there hacking. How does PCA keep himself from becoming a victim of the fact that he likes to swing?
Yeah, that's pitchers have to figure it out. Like, until they figure it out, he should keep doing what he's doing because he's just a monster. So it's a matter of pitchers are going to start, you know, they'll throw him stuff out of the zone. They'll throw off, they'll pitch him backwards. They'll try everything. But until they figure it out, I mean, free swing, the idea is to get on base and to drive people in and hit home runs, hit the ball out of the yard, and he's doing it as well as anybody and is electric. So, you know, I wouldn't change a single thing about his approach. You know, some guys, you have Stephen Kwans, who like to run up counts, and, you know, he knows he can put the bat on the ball. But if you're not a, if you don't have amazing, ridiculous, off the charts hand-eye coordination, get a pitcher early. Like, hit from square one. Get in there and want to hit. Hit your way on base. Don't work the count and then be subject to a pitcher throwing you an 0-2 slider out of the zone.
It's been a big part of Seiya Suzuki's explosion this year, is not worrying about going deep into the count. He says he got some of it from Kyle Tucker. Go up there knowing what you're looking for. Look for it and get it. And the thing about PCA is his heat map is all over the place. He will hit a high fastball. He'll hit a curve off the shoe tops. He will hit something from outside. It's like, so, I mean, if you're a pitcher, I mean, you're dealing with a guy who's got some Vlad Guerrero Sr. in him, some Kirby Puckett in him, like just see ball, hit ball. It's hard to attack that.
Exactly. I mean, would you tell Vlad Sr. not to be a free swinger? He would be terrible. Like you have to be aggressive. Like some guys can do that. And other guys, they have to be aggressive. It's like telling a pitcher not to go after somebody at 0-2. They nibble and then they're quickly at 4-2 and walk the dude. So I like that approach of just going up there and hitting. If that's your style, if you're an aggressive personality, especially PCA, but Say is so much fun to watch, too.
So I have to give credit to Jim Deshays for this line about Vlad Guerrero Jr. He must have inherited his plate discipline from his mother, so because he didn't get it from his father. I love that. I don't know what kind of hitter his mom was. I can't answer that.
I imagine pretty good.
Yeah, probably pretty good if she played.
Rob, what's it for you? You're someone who looks to the future and you're trying to figure out what's the next cool thing in baseball. What's got you intrigued about the game right now?
You know, a lot of it is the cat and mouse game between pitching and hitting. Like right now, pitchers definitely have an advantage. I mean, we have science, we have everything that can help build a pitcher to throw hard, to throw nasty stuff, the whole seam shifted wake stuff, the kick changes. We can design pitches in a lab that are almost unhittable. Now, how do hitters catch up? What do you do? Is it traject machines seeing a bunch of different pitches? Is there something else? Is there some kind of visual training that you just go to sleep and they're suddenly inundated with different pitch types? I'm just wondering where the game ends up after that. So I think that's what I'm interested in, is how do hitters counter this without moving the mound back or something crazy.
I'm picturing they go in for a 1-hour session of getting overloaded in their brains with different pitches with their eyes closed. That's freaking me out, Rob.
Well, just think about what AI can do, like pitch tipping. I'm seeing a lot more hitters picking up on pitchers tipping, and it's stuff that I can go back and recreate it afterwards, but you can use AI, and every stadium has Hawkeye, which also can measure how a pitcher's moving, and you can tell the difference if you run AI simulations on the pitcher and say, oh, he does this on a curveball, this on a fastball, and now you know what's coming before it's coming. God. You know, these are things, the game is getting so technical that you can either give up and say it's not fun, or say this is so cool. Like, we're now like allowing hitters to catch up, and then pitchers are going to counter that. It's part of a cat and mouse.
When it comes to the players that you've talked to, it seems that pitchers are, and this is just an observation, and I might be painting with a broad brush, pitchers are so into the data. And I know that I've come across a lot of hitters that need it filtrated a little bit. How many pitchers have you run into like that, where maybe it isn't the quantitative guys that need to talk to them? Maybe it is their pitching coach or their manager or a teammate that needs to get them to see the data for what it could be used for.
Yeah, that's a great question, because pitchers, so the difference is hitters are counterpunchers and pitchers are the punt. Pitchers are on offense. They have the baseball. I know we call it defense. They're on offense. Hitter has to react. So a hitter naturally is going, you can give them all the data in the world. It's not going to matter, although pitch tipping and things like that do matter. So pitchers, it's like golf. You're in control of everything. There are some pitchers, though, Chris Sale for one. Chris Sale blew my mind at the All-Star game last year when he said he started throwing a seam-shifted wake changeup. He has no idea what that even meant. But the Braves data guys came to him, pitch analysts came to him and said, if you hold your changeup this way and think of cutting it, it's going to all of a sudden move and be really nasty. Same thing with Skubal, but Skubal's more of a data guy. But for Chris Sale, one of the most old-school pitchers to tell me that he got told something like that and he changed his approach, I was like, what's going on here? So that's somebody that had to visually see it. He wouldn't look at data, but he looked at how his pitch was moving and said, oh, I can work with this.
That means there's hope for us all. Rob, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for the information. You continue to marvel on social. We love your stuff. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You got it. It's Rob Friedman. Rob Ninja. I'm going to give him Rob Ninja. Pitching Friedman. Either way.
Pitching Friedman is also a good site.
I follow that guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good on things, too. There's one, I just want to pass along, we'll do something bigger on this coming up, but I just wanted to pass along this one little nugget. My guy, Chris Antonacci, who is an incredible guy when it comes to looking stuff up, he said that what Seiya's done this year, it's comparable to what Hack Wilson did in 1930, that these two guys are the only two guys with 25 home runs, 20 doubles, 3 triples through the first 90 games since 1906.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Seiya got robbed. Straight up robbed.
I blame us. I really like had a moment of conscience last night where I was sitting there going, we probably should have talked more about the season that Say is having. I know that we did. Like, we talked about it, but we should have talked about it more.
But there's something about the rosters, Lawrence, and the way the whole All-Star thing happens that messes with our perception, or at least it messed with my perception. I want to ask you about it.
All right, well, that's a 24-hour tease.
Is it? Because I think it's...
You want to do it next?
I think we should do it next.
All right, okay.
Because I'm itching, you're itching, you got more Saya nuggets, and there's just a way that this whole thing gets informed that I think we need to figure out. I need to cop to something on my behalf.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
All right, then let's do that next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Down. I'm down. We go.
Smokes this one to right center. And it is gone! We are down. Seiya Suzuki. Another homer, another RBI, and another reason to get him in the home run derby.
My work here is done.
Look at Bushy's numbers, look at Seiya's numbers. I mean, Carson Kelly's one of the best catchers in baseball right now. What Nico's doing is special. I think the bullpen guys, a couple bullpen guys that have sub-1 ERAs and a lot of innings thrown. So kind of if you look across the board, there's a lot of guys who could be representing the Cubs in that game. And like I said, hopefully in the next week, some of those guys will be there.
There's a chance of that being the case. Ian Happ has a point, especially about the National League Player of the Week, Michael Bush.
Michael Bush, a dominant week against righties and lefties. 13 for 23. He had 565. Is that good? Four homers, seven RBIs.
What's that OPS?
I don't have that handy.
Probably really good. Over a buck.
Over two. Over 1,000. I guess it couldn't be over two.
Alex, why doesn't he have that?
Alex.
For God's sake.
What kind of work are you doing?
You're texting him over here telling him to do the giveaway, and then you should be looking up the OPS.
I didn't get that text.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's right, though. We probably should do the giveaway here.
What you got?
Baseball fans, call for your chance to win tickets to Baseball After Dark at we love Wildfire in Glenview. Mm-hmm. On July 23rd with special guest Michael Bush.
How about it?
Presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. Beat caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
This ball's got a chance. Gone. Number 3 from Michael Bush.
He said a lot of them this year.
So, Lawrence, here's my confession.
Okay.
As we were having our conversations leading up to All-Star replacements, I had an image in my head of the roster being bigger than what it ends up being. Because
every team gets a representative, you were thinking it was much bigger than it already is?
No, I think the reason is this, that it's never as big as I expect it to be, because once the game rolls around, it always ends up being bigger than what was announced because a bunch of dudes are either hurt and don't play.
Or they're not in the right space to pitch because they pitched like right before the All-Star game.
Pitcher's going to throw on a Sunday, so on the Saturday they go ahead and name another person. That seems to happen a bunch. Sometimes a dude is unhappy that he made the All-Star game and he'd rather go home and spend 3 days there because he already bought tickets. I'm not saying, but his name rhymes with Aramis Ramirez. You remember that way back in the day?
Well, there was that at the end of the season, too, and that hurt.
Yeah, but so like the All-Star team, it always ends up being bigger than what was announced. So I asked our expert research assistant.
I wouldn't call it expert.
Well, he's also our executive producer. I asked him, I said, oh, look, man, only if you have time, you could look into this. Only if you have time.
Number one helper.
And Lawrence, he had time. So last year, between the naming of the team and the actual game, there were four replacements for both the American League and the National League. Okay? The year before that, there were seven in the American League and six in the National League. Year before that, six in the AL and seven in the NL. Year before that, six in both leagues. So that's 3 years in a row of at least six more dudes getting named to the All-Star game. So I don't know. Part of it is me picturing Mitch Trubisky in a Pro Bowl uniform as a quarterback when he was like the fifth best quarterback. He's like the third alternate on that team.
Yeah, but I don't feel as badly about a baseball player being added as I do a quarterback specifically to the Pro Bowl, because there aren't that many. There's only 15, you know, per conference.
And then playoff guys never play.
Right.
So Yeah,
16 per conference.
So it's not quite the same.
I agree. It's not the same thing, because you're like, oh, well, this guy's playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
That guy is hurt. That guy doesn't want to go because he's already been five times. Mitch Trubisky, do you want to play?
Sure. Am I the only one with this perception problem here? Because the roster isn't as big as I kind of expect it to be, because I always think of more dudes on the roster than there actually end up being.
So it's 32. That get on the first round of it.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's been up to 37 to 39 each time over the last 5 years. And what happened to the final three? Remember when they had the final three in each league? What doesn't Saez year seem like he would be one of those guys normally?
This is why I always talk about the brilliance of the Punch AJ campaign. Like when the White Sox had him, I think back then it was the final five. That was such an incredible marketing move by the White Sox to get AJ into the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You'd love to see the public have a bigger say in some of those guys getting in. But as we've discussed this, whether it was in the meeting or here on the air, I now feel better about Saya making it in. I would also invite Saya to the Home Run Derby because Pete Alonso says that he's not doing it this year.
I'm going to call right now. Saya's going to end up in this game. They're going to find a way. Somebody's going to be hurt, or they're going to find some way where somebody decides to take a day, or like they'll stretch it. And if it's an outfielder, they'll give Saya that. Like, he's going to find his way. He leads the major leagues in RBIs. Leads the major leagues in RBIs. He just had a big night there on Sunday night. He's, they want to market themselves to Japan, of course. Like, I'm surprised he wasn't a commissioner's pick, which is what?
Yeah. So,
what is a commissioner's pick?
So, I thought about that too. Does he only get one, or are there multiple? Because I get it. Kershaw goes over 3,000 strikeouts.
Yeah.
It's one of the best ambassadors of your game, and it's probably the last time that you're going to be able to invite him to an All-Star game.
Because he's healthy and he's pitching.
I get that. Man. Like, invite Clayton Kershaw to it. I think that's a cool thing.
All right, but then he should have a couple. How many picks does the commissioner get? Does Mitch get a pick? I feel like Mitch Rosen should get a pick.
Well, let's go around the room here.
Uh-huh.
One, should the commissioner have picks?
No.
Okay. And two, if he does have picks, how many should he have? Should it just be one guy, or should it be one guy aside?
I mean, you can't. It's a legend pick. He called it a legend pick. So, I mean, you can't say, well, I got to have two legends. I mean, I guess you could.
You sure could.
You could. Like, I mean, that's your National League legend pick. Who's your American League legend pick who's not on the team but fans would enjoy seeing theirs? Yeah, I am cool with that as a concept. I'm laughing at it because it came out of nowhere and I didn't know it existed. But I am cool with it as a concept for this exhibition game where you're trying to own the middle of July. Hmm. You know, you're trying to really take the night. I love that they're wearing their normal uniforms this year, finally, after 5 years or 6 years in the wilderness of wearing those dumbass alternate all-star uniforms.
So silly. Like, it was so silly.
So silly.
Speaks, last year, I was, during All-Star, I was in Dallas for SEC Media Days. So I got to hang out with a bunch of baseball people who were also there for All-Star, because the SEC doesn't give a bleep about anything that you're doing
or
what city you might be in. So I got the chance, and like, I was watching games and I'm sitting there going, I hate these. Like, I just hate them.
They're ugly, they're random, they're silly, and
they're usually not a really good representation. Like, I didn't think they were a good representation
of the Rangers last year as a uniform. They just looked strange to me.
And what you're trying to do is have a casual fan or a kid who's watching saying like, oh, who's that guy? Oh, he's on the Angels. When the Angels play, I'm going to look for that guy.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to accomplish.
You want people to more easily identify the stars of your game so that they can make a connection with that player.
SEC Media Days reminds me, how was Colorado? How was the chase for disgrace? How'd that go?
I mean, Colson Montgomery was outstanding. I don't know if you saw it, but he went, 5 for 10?
Right. What was it like up close?
I didn't see it up close.
Oh, what were you doing? You did something else?
I just stayed here instead.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, I made a choice. And I thought about it Saturday morning. Like Saturday morning, I was like, you know, I should just go.
So, dude, that you're fascinating. So you were still having that feeling and thinking about it.
Yeah. I was like, it'd be easy. I can go out and just enjoy the game and be back here by tomorrow morning.
But Saturday morning, if you're doing that, that's Denver Airport. Activity.
Yeah, got to. Yeah,
you're conceding to the Denver Airport.
And that's not anything that anyone wants to do.
But be honest with us. Like, you had to have been kicking yourself when you saw those Rockies alternate uniforms on TV. Like, man, I could have been there and seen it in person.
I got to be honest with you, Tanny. I was not.
Those things, man.
Yeah.
That Friday thing they were wearing.
They have. Whew, it really bothers me.
Purple Mountain Majesty was the whole idea.
They've got a lot to work with in their regular color scheme, and they just never get it right. Never. like every time you see an alternate Rockies uniform, you're like, ugh. Like, just wear your regular ones. Like, this doesn't work at all.
Yeah,
and it's not like every now and again a team has one that doesn't look good. But most teams figure out, like, what it is that works. The Rockies never get it right.
No, they don't.
And I don't know if that's emblematic of what they are organizationally. By the way, shout out to Cam Newton. Cam Newton has been rocking the Cubs alternate jacket on his podcast lately.
The light blue, the new one?
Yeah, like, well, he's got the dark blue, like, satin jacket, but with the C and the star in the middle of the C.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Wow. That's cool.
I'm sure that he probably wore it because the C stands for Cam. But
of course.
The fact that he wore it, I think, is also dope.
That's good. Tell you what, man, the weekend was odd.
Cam Newton.
What's his problem?
I don't know. He dresses like a cat.
I think that
he literally looks like a cartoon cat.
I dare you to say that to him.
I hadn't heard that.
I dare you. What happened to them three men that said something sideways to him. They ended up in a garbage can.
Is it Sylvester? Who are we talking about? Garfield? No.
A Top Cat. Remember Top Cat? Yeah, a little vest and a fedora.
No.
You don't remember the cartoon Top Cat?
I don't. I'm Googling
Top Cat. It's definitely Top Cat.
Is that what he's talking about? Oh, yeah, there's Top Cat. 1961, Lawrence, is the origin of Top Cat.
They used to run those back in the 80s when we were kids. I used to see that every day.
He's wearing a vest, like a sleeveless vest.
He had a gang and everything.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, that ain't right.
Yeah. Man,
that doesn't feel...
Well, I mean, they were...
I mean, what are they trying to say?
Well...
that. And there was a new Top Cat. I didn't realize they... Top Cat Begins was a...
Wait,
was a,
what?
There was an origin story, a 2015 computer animated comedy film distributed by Warner Brothers. There was a Top Cat origin story.
That's bad. Who did the voice for Top Cat?
Originally in 1961?
Yeah. Was it Mel Blanc?
Probably
had to be, right?
Probably not. Oh, God. Voices of Arnold Stang.
My guy.
Yeah. Is that your guy? Longtime Arnold Stang guy?
Not really.
You'd know his face if you saw Arnold Stang. He was in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
Oh.
And he was the voice of Top Cat. He was Frank Sinatra's best friend and the man with the golden arm. This has been your Arnold Stang information moment.
And Top Cat. But again, you got something to say to Cam, I dare you to say it to his face.
No chance. No chance.
Yep. I like Cam quite a bit, actually. I met him last year. And
you
I was
did,
like,
right?
I was like, look at you. Yeah, you're all right. We need to take a break. What are we going to do next?
We got so many options. You want to tell me why that team isn't for real? That was just here.
Yeah, let's do that. I have a declaration
about
a baseball team. We'll discuss it next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
For the number nine here, Matt Shaw. Mason Wynn wearing the microphone now in the middle of a Cubs maelstrom here with nobody out. The base is loaded.
That was a dog walking that took place last night over on the north side.
They scored 22 runs in the two wins and then lost the other one, what, 8-6? So 28 runs over the course of three games. And ESPN, they make a big thing out of Sunday Night Baseball, baby. And right there last night, they had a beatdown to manage.
Well, they had two games, though. They did have the Padres game on ESPN2 because I thought the start time was a little weird. I'm like, 5:10?
It was weird.
And then, of course, it got moved back because there were storms. But it was like, oh, well, they have the second game that's planned later on from the West Coast, which actually made more sense to me. But now that we've seen the Cardinals
twice, two series after nothing until late June.
They're not good.
Well, he's had the microphone on and he's been a delight to listen to. Mason Wynn now out there at shortstop as we get set to watch Michael Bush.
Oh, let's see if we can get this guy out one time, huh?
Oh, that's gonna be a hit in the left field.
Apparently not, Mason. He had to wear it on the microphone, man.
Yeah, he's getting to know those guys. And I felt like when they went to the pitching change and Ravitch had to go, don't worry, Mason, we're not listening in on this part of it.
Oh,
so you can speak freely.
1-2. Oh,
man. Oh, man.
Yep. Mason Wynn is every Cardinals fan right now.
That's stupid. Oh, we suck again.
They're not good. And I will make this declaration.
Please do.
And I'm sure this will make people in St. Louis as mad as when we reverse the river. The Reds are going to finish ahead of them in this division.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. That's a good call.
They're going to – I also think the Cardinals are – they're going to pick their lane, and their lane is
– sell.
We're rebuilding. I don't know if it's necessarily sell off, but it's not adding. It's – we're in the middle of – we're going to figure out once we get our new baseball guy in here.
Chaim Bloom.
Yes. Once he takes over, we're rebuilding right now.
Because they're in a weird one-year crossover.
Yeah, and I get it. They had caught fire a little bit. And I was sitting there like, ooh, I wonder. But now seeing them up close,
yeah, man.
I'm not worried.
Good. Yeah, because going into it, I was going into the Cardinals thing, I was like, I don't get it. I think it was our first question was to Benji Molina. Is like, what? Why? Are you any good?
He was kind of like, maybe.
Fascinated by your middle name, Blaze, and then all the other middle names of your siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom wanted to get creative, you know, hence the YN and Mason, and then Blaze is actually a shade of red. So all my brothers...
Suzuki rips one into the corner and left.
Incredible. Tell me more about your middle name as Nico triples into the corner. Is that what that was? Was that the Nico triple?
It was a 5-run inning by the Cubs where poor Mason Wynn is.
Mason, we are grateful for all the time you spent with us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Face the future for the Cardinals after they played 5 and lead 8-0.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for hanging out, sir.
Mason, yeah, you were on mic for that inning, right? Yeah, never do that again.
Yeah.
Okay? My name is Ali Marmol, and I'm telling you never to do that again.
Because that's what...
That's the problem.
The reason that it happened. We need to take a break. When we come back, there's a part of Bobby Jenks' passing that we need to discuss, and it has to do with perception. And it's something that I think a lot of White Sox fans will be like, yeah, see, there it is again. We'll explain next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.